Hey everybody, I'm here to spread the word about the benefit being held for three-time cancer fighter Sid Destructo Slimmer. Sunday, April 23rd from 4 to midnight at the Archive in Soulard. The extravaganza is hosted by the one and only Clownvis Presley, as some of St. Louis' best acts perform their many talents. Michelle Minx of the Michelle Minx Academy of Pole Dance, comedian Andrew Frank, fire breather Carson Kelly, and drag performers Mary Shino and Lexi San Diego, with sideshow performer Travis Detritus, as well as music by the Trip Daddies, the Well Hungarians, and an open mic at the end of the night. Also, the triumphant return of Sid and Lexi's band Candy Coated Evil. Door prizes, raffles, incredible silent and live auction items, and special guests along the way. $10 suggests the door to help Sid pay for her ever-growing minimally insured bills and all the support until she can ring that bell at Siteman. This will be an event you will not want to miss. Sunday, April 23rd, 4 to midnight, or until they kick us out at Archive Soulard. Check Facebook for further details.
Hey everybody, Shane Presley here with Rock Paper Podcast to tell you about my friends over at Gaslight. Check them out there at the corner of Kings Highway and Shaw Boulevard in St. Louis, Missouri. It's a beautiful recording studio attached to a bar. Shares a wall with Cha Cha Chow, so you can come get some tacos, some cold drinks, and hang out and watch one of your favorite bands in the studio recording, or record your own stuff over there. So reach out to GaslightSTL.com, see how you can make that happen. They got a lot of really cool events coming up, including Carter Holsey on Sunday, March 26th. And every Wednesday night, they have a new series called Count It. It's more emo rock stuff from a DJ set from Tyler of Tear Out the Heart. So that'll be March 29th. And Thursday, March 30th, come over for Unplugged by Jack, including sets from Manus Brothers, Brother Lee and the Leather Jackals, and Chris Sloan. And then the big one, on April 8th, they're putting together a collective release party for all these bands that have been recording Gaslight over the last year. They're all putting out their new material. We got new albums from Brother Lee and the Leather Jackals, Miss Molly Sims, Fourth City Rag, now just Fourth City, actually, and Cara Louise Band and Culprit Manifest. So all new material from all five bands. All five will be performing live April 8th at the Ready Room. So come over and check out that party. Again, all details on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Be sure to follow along and visit GaslightSTL.com.
Podcast is kind of like it's like a radio show that's not on the radio. It's on the internet. Does that make sense?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. That's also like my mom. It makes it sound more confusing, doesn't it? It sounds like this.
This is Jackson Howard, and you're listening to Rock Paper Podcast.
Rock Paper Podcast. Rock Paper Podcast. Rock Paper Podcast, y'all.
Hey, everybody. Shane Presley here, Rock Paper Podcast. Coming to you from St. Louis, Missouri, hanging out today with Jackson Howard.
What's up, guys?
Welcome back to the show, man.
Thank you. It's good to be back.
Yeah, with a three-peat, right?
This is a three-peat.
Yeah.
Third album release.
Yeah. Yeah, man. We've become good friends over these last few years, even. You know, so I think we were talking, you were asking me about even how long I was doing this now, and I guess it's been almost exactly, may will be 3 years, and I always think of going back to where you played the very first party we threw over at Steve's Hot Dogs, and
that was a good time.
Yeah, how much fun that was. And
I remember my first interaction with Steve Ewing was he had to clean up a beer I spilled.
Right.
Yeah. Drew always says, remember that time that Steve Ewing had to clean up your beer?
Yeah, right.
Yes. Yes, I do.
Yeah, that was a pretty good opening act, having Steve Ewing open up for you there.
Yeah.
That was a great day. But anyway, I just, like I said, we a lot of things have happened over this last couple of years, and we've become, you know, good friends, doing the show a few times now, and everything. And it's just it's been really a lot of fun, man. Watching you grow as a songwriter, and always coming here with fresh tunes for me. And again, you know, not to disappoint today. You got another brand new record to talk about.
That's right.
And you definitely kind of become, for me, like one of the more prolific writers, you know, in of my circle of friends and stuff. You always got new tunes and stuff. And
well, thanks, man. I might just have too much time on my hands. But, yeah.
Well, I know. Like, I don't know. I think there's part of that. Like, I think with you know, you want to play a lot, and you want to, you know, get these songs out to people. But there's also part of that just living life and, you know, judging by some of the stuff I see. You know, you went to Iceland for a while and stuff. Yeah. And, like, you know, you're doing a lot of traveling and things. And I think that's, like, got to be huge to help motivate and inspire and, you know, just whatever it might be. But, I mean, I think all that kind of stuff kind of comes into it, you know. So
yeah, for sure. I mean, you can't write too much if you're not leaving the house.
Sure.
You know, you got to have something to write about. And those trips to Iceland, you, man, you meet so many interesting people. And, you know, songs like Run With Me came, you know, directly from that experience, from some of the people that I met over there and their stories. You know, that's not even really about my own story. It's kind of taking the perspective of somebody else entirely. So
right. Is that a big part of this new record too, you think? Just stories you've heard along the way that you kind of reimagined, or is this more of some of these songs coming from more personal experiences? Or,
you know, overall I'd have to say personal experience. Actually, a lot of these songs I'm thinking, you know, about a few specific ones that are very very much kind of my own experience, like Place in This World, which was written for somebody, Dizzy, which is from probably one of the more traumatic experiences of my life.
Yeah.
You know, This Town, kind of, you know, just about, you know, moving out of St. Louis, which is going to be right after this release concert. So, you know, a lot of these definitely are pretty close to the heart.
Yeah. You, so you said This Town, this appear on the new record we got coming out here called, titled Just for the Mystery.
Mm-hmm.
Will be available April 2nd.
Yep.
At KDHX, the stage over there in, off of Grand. And you can come out there on April 2nd for the release party. Grab a copy of this. We'll have Hillary Fitz.
And Rachel Horder.
Rachel Horder, yeah. So that'd be a good party. And you're going to, I'm sure you'll hear This Town there, right?
Yeah.
You want to give them a little
taste
of what that's going to sound like?
Yeah, I'll play this song. I'm more of a stander, so I'm going to stand up. Hopefully that's good for the mic. There's quiet on the cliff, and there's a voice even quieter than leaves is falling from the trees. When the sounds have all departed, take me back to where I started, and let these streets rest in peace. 'Cause this town ain't my home, and it won't ever be. Just leave me alone, I can't retreat. And I guess I need to find a reason, but the reasons, they all fall away. And I just can't find No, I just can't find a reason to stay. They can walk right through me like I'm the ghost, but I've seen the way their faces fade as evening comes to make them all the same. So I'm dancing through the shadows, try to feel what walls, still afraid of what I may reveal. If this town ain't my home, and it won't never be, 'cause people
people aren't alone, but they're not with me. And I guess you need a better reason, but I just don't know what more to say, 'cause I still can't find a reason to stay. I'll try, I may never find my home, my waste. I may never find my soul at peace. The city won't define me, oh, but no, will it be defined? Maybe there's no home for me to find. Maybe this old soul can't be confined. Maybe I just need to change my frame of mind. But this town ain't my home, and it may never be. But I'm not alone if God's still with me, and my home is hanging in my heart, I know. Anywhere I go. This town ain't my home. Oh, this town ain't my home. Oh, this town ain't my home. This just ain't my home.
Yeah, man.
I almost immediately feel like I need to kind of explain and almost like making a, you know, apologetic for that song.
Yeah.
You know, because it's not about, you know, disliking St. Louis or anything like that. These last 4 years living in St. Louis have been awesome and kind of, you know, is where I kind of became a musician, you know. Before that, I wasn't performing at all. It's more about, you know, my family's all out in Pennsylvania. And so, you know, it's just been a long time of being far from them. And, you know, my brother's out in Philadelphia. And so it was more kind of about, you know, longing for a place like that's close to family. So,
yeah,
you know, I just like to put that out there when I play this song, because, you know, it's definitely not about, you know,
sure,
St. Louis.
Yeah, I can totally get that, man. I'm, you know, I've been quite thankful that my family's all stayed pretty close here. So it's, yeah. You know, born and raised in St. Louis. So, obviously, this is my home, you know,
right?
So,
and it's a great town, yeah,
but
you know,
I totally get it, man. You know, you wanna be around the people you love, so
yeah.
So
yeah, that song,
yeah, yeah. As soon as I was listening on the way over, kind of giving the record a little preview, and I heard that, and you know, and I knew of your situation, and that's immediately what I, you know,
listening
to the story and stuff, and I'm thinking, you know, like. So the second, I guess, will be sort of a farewell party as well, huh?
Yeah. Yeah. It's probably going to be, you know, I'm getting a U-Haul the next day and shipping up and going east. So,
yeah.
You know, I'm really happy to have Hillary Fitz on the show. You know, this is probably what our like third show we've done together.
Sure.
You know, and she's been, you know, a great friend and, you know, bad influence and all, you know, that kind of
right,
stuff.
Yeah.
But, yeah, so that's going to be really fun. Yeah, so this is basically a going away party.
Yeah.
Probably be, you know, another day or two after that and
right.
then heading east.
Yeah. Well, hopefully you'll be back to visit us plenty.
Oh, I will. I'm doing a pretty extensive tour this summer. I guess we'll call it the Just for the Mystery Tour.
Yeah.
I don't know. But, yeah, so I'll be coming through St. Louis a couple times, doing some Broadway Oyster Bar and stuff
yeah.
like that. So playing a wedding here in August and, you know, hopefully visit some friends then too. So
very cool, man. Well, yeah, I mean, that's kind of the thing, especially, as a musician, a lot of people, come and go out of this town and
mm-hmm.
I don't know what it is, but it definitely, there's something about like how people seem to care more when you're gone, though. Like, I don't know, like,
well, that's because you're not playing four times a week, you
yeah
know?
But I mean, like, so I don't know there, but there's like, I guess people kind of take for granted when you're here, and then
yeah.
like people leave town and go try to make it somewhere else and do some things or whatever, and
yeah.
then they'll like, then they come back, and that's when they're like, you know, selling all these big shows
yeah.
or whatever and stuff, like, so hopefully I mean, maybe that'll be the case, you know, maybe some.
Yeah.
But yeah, like I said, I think a lot of it's people take advantage or take for granted that you're playing 4 or 5 times a week. They can, yeah. We can go see Jackson anytime or whatever. So
I'm going to sleep in, you know.
Yeah, so.
Sleep in until. Right. Maybe that's not the best excuse. That was Drew's excuse once, though, on a gig.
Yeah?
So. Dude, it's 8 p.m.
Yeah.
Sorry, Drew, if you're hearing this.
But yeah, well, you mentioned Miss Hillary Fitz. You guys, you did the last record together, the release party down at the Duck Room. And,
I did her release.
Oh, yeah, that
and
was
then
a, that was
she her, did mine also was, with Emily Wallace at Broadway.
Yeah, that was, sorry, yeah, that was Hillary's release party.
Yeah.
But yeah, not, you know, just another good party seeing you all jam together and stuff.
Always
so
fun.
Yeah. But yeah, so it's nice to see you guys have become good friends over the doing all this music together and stuff.
And we'll be sharing a rhythm section at this show with Drew and Chris Turnbaugh.
All right.
So they'll just kind of stay up there, you know.
Nice.
Play the whole night. But
yeah, Chris Turnbaugh, man, he's one of my favorites to watch. He's
he's got that bass face going on.
Oh yeah, he's a bad dude. And of course, Drew Lance, like 8-time. Guest of the show and things. So he is another favorite for sure. So that'll be a lot of fun watching you guys jamming on April 2nd there. So you said this the title of this record, Just for the Mystery, which is the title track.
Mm-hmm.
You want to talk about this tune?
Yeah, that tune actually is based on a conversation that I had. So this is another one that I guess is kind of about a different perspective. It's based on a conversation I had with one of my brother's exes from high school. And she was kind of talking about how, you know, sometimes you think about, you know, people that you've known in the past or like, you know, these situations that are so far removed from where you're at in your life with this certain type of, you know, nostalgia or like, you know, mystery. And that's really when it boils down to it, kind of all it is. So just kind of thinking about how, you know, sometimes you can sort of romanticize, you know, things from your past. But when it comes down to it, it's really just for the mystery. And sometimes, you know, like Pandora's box, some things are better left closed.
Yeah.
So I can't forget the regret that made me open the door. But anymore, these words feel old and boring. The dates we escaped to moonlit playgrounds. Oh, time it erased hindsight and amended our memories. We only see carefree photographs. Or maybe those laughs should live in their daydreams. When a young love grows old, memory never knows. Innocent dreams unfold, hide in the history. What if we leave this home for a young love we've known? What if we find our love just for the mystery? Yell and run away, hide away, looking for a reason to stay in the dusty dreams of yesterday. So many yesterdays have sailed on by. Oh my, my mystified mind, well it's mulling it over. Seems to grow older every day. Cliche, but love don't live like a movie. So get up and go, get up and walk out of the door. Your heart does not live here anymore. Those days are no longer reality. When a young love grows old, memory never knows. Innocent dreams unfold, hiding the history. What if we leave this home for a young love we've known? What if we find our love just for the mystery? That's that song. It's a fun, you know, it's kind of like a dancey song. It's one of the more fun ones to play, I think, live, so.
Sure. Yeah, it definitely felt it had a lot more pop in there in the that's why I do like a lot of your just, I mean, there's a lot of different influences come through your sound, and there's, you know, I mentioned you do one, Dizzy's kind of got a little R&B thing going, you got, you know, something, a lot of your, I mean, a lot of it's kind of more lends to folk kind of,
yeah, same, yeah,
being,
for sure,
being a acoustic guitar and yeah, stuff, but yeah, you got a lot of different things come out of your sound, and even on the last record, like All the Way Down, which was like, felt like was a, you know, pretty big rock, yeah, song and stuff.
We'll be playing that, yeah, on April 2nd.
Yeah. So if you haven't, if you don't have About Life, right?
Yeah.
That was the last record.
Yeah.
Yeah. If you don't have About Life, go pick that up, and it's on streaming on your, yeah, Spotify and all your digital platforms or whatever. Yeah, it's another great,
absolutely,
record. So Just for the Mystery is the name of this record, and that's the song. So we along with that, we also got a couple of kind of an older, some older tunes, kind of that you've been playing out for a while. I know I've seen you do Surround You, mm-hmm, and I think we did a live on the last podcast,
yeah,
which is also Pierre's studio version on this record.
When you're in your head, when your eyes are burning red, you gotta let the love surround you. When you feel alone, you can always come back home. Unfold and let the love surround you. Let love surround you, yeah, yeah. You gotta let the love surround you. White wilted hand in mine as our eyes squeezed out what's left behind. Nervous answers, subjective truth, guide us through this tight-eyed youth. This leaky love still holds enough, and it stains our sleeves as it spills on us. You shake your head, I turn away. What's best unsaid, what's left to say? Why do we make it so tough? And why do we run and search for better things and all the emptiness they bring? When you're in your head, when your eyes are burning red, you gotta let the love surround you. When you feel alone, you can always come back home. Unfold and let the love surround you. Let love surround you, yeah, yeah. You gotta let the love surround you. I felt every blade as your words poured out from the mess I made. There's no defending the things we say, except to hope love can outweigh the price we pay. But no, no, I can't say that now. Why can't I say that now? Burning red, you gotta let the love surround you. When you feel alone, you can always come back home. Unfold and let the love surround you. Let love surround you, yeah, yeah. You gotta let the love surround you.
love surrounding you. When you feel alone, you can always come back home. On forward, let the love surround you. Let love surround you. Yeah, yeah. You gotta let the love surround you.
Yeah, so I wrote that about a year and a half ago. That was... I won't get too much into the details about what that one's about, but yeah, I wrote that about a year and a half ago when I was in Iceland for the first time. But yeah, I didn't record it till, you know, going to Dark Horse, you know, this fall.
Yeah.
And I really like how it came out. You know, Billy Smiley, the producer, you know, got some... He was, you know, pretty insistent on using his musicians, and with good reason. They were really fantastic. And then I brought in a friend from college, this guy Andre DiMuzio. Unfortunately, you know, he lives in Fayetteville, North Carolina, so he's not going to be able to join on the show. But just incredible pianist, incredible musical mind. And so I got a chance to go down to Fayetteville last summer and spent 5 days with him just kind of combing through the songs. And, you know, he would come up with, you know, cool little things here and there. Like, you know, Dizzy, there's the key change at the end, which was completely Andre's invention. And it, I feel like it, you know, you were talking about it being two different songs. And I right. feel like that was, you know, what he added to the end of that, kind of taking it from that R&B feel to that rock kind of heavy thing.
For sure, yeah, totally flipped it and, like, are you looking for some new music? Check out Music Record Shop right here in St. Louis, located on Locust at the Dot Zach building. You can come over there. They just had their grand opening for the brand new location, and they want you to come check it out. So come by anytime, but every Friday they have new records in store, new vinyl. We got some tapes and CDs and all kinds of stuff. So if you'd like to get your records on the shelf at Music Record Shop, reach out and get involved. See how we can make that happen too. You can shop online 24/7 at musicrecordshop.com. Be sure to check out their Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram pages. They're always giving away free tickets and all kinds of other things. So it pays to support. So check out musicrecordshop.com.
So you said, where's Dark Horse at then?
Dark Horse is just outside of Nashville. It's in Franklin, Tennessee. Beautiful studio. I've never seen anything like it. You know, and I mean, and granted, I'm, you know, relatively young as a musician. You know, I've only been doing this, you know, the studio scene is only my third time, and really only been performing for the last, you know, couple of years. But oh man, gorgeous studio. It's hosted. Big and Rich has done records there. Taylor Swift, Amy Grant. In fact, Amy Grant's engineer, Billy Whittington, did a couple of the songs on this album. He engineered, what did he do? He did If I Fall, Place in This World, that might have been it. But he also recorded our band sessions. And it was just, you know, it was really cool. We stayed at the recording studio. They had like these little rooms and cabins and stuff there. Really cool experience.
Yeah, right on.
Yeah.
And then I was going to ask too about Surround You. You do some crazy guitar work on that too, like a lot of the, I guess, the more your finger picking, right?
Yeah, I've been working a lot on the right hand.
Yeah.
You know, in the last year, one of the benefits of quitting my job, you know, last year was that I could sit at home and play guitar for, you know, 6, 7, 8 hours a day. And I got really into Tommy Emmanuel. And so, you know, kind of, you know, working on his types of finger picking really helped me with my own writing. So,
yeah.
Yeah, he's a big part of it.
He's pretty good.
He's pretty darn good.
Yeah. I don't know if I told you, I feel like I might have, but Connor Lau, you know him?
I know the name.
Yeah, he's another just crazy talented young guitar player. And But he got to meet Tommy, and Tommy signed his guitar for
him.
Wow,
that's awesome.
Yeah. So
that's really cool.
Yeah, pretty lucky. But he's been Connor. He's been like kind of this prodigy, you know, like from 12 or whatever. I don't know. Whenever he really started gaining some attention. But yeah, just crazy. So I mean, obviously, you get a lot of people's attention when you're a young kid and you're that talented But yeah, I mean, like I said, it's well deserved. He works very hard at what he's a very talented young man. And,
yeah.
So yeah, he was actually part of the first party too. They played early. Him and Race Simmons, both part of the School of Rock and stuff. And
that's
really
cool.
So yeah. But yeah, that was pretty neat that getting to get Tommy to sign his guitar. And
that's
stuff.
So cool.
Yeah,
that is so cool.
So we got another tune you wanted to play live for the show. A track called Driftwood.
Yeah, I don't think you've heard this one.
Yeah, I'm excited to hear that. I always like hearing some new stuff from you.
Yeah. All right. So let's stand again. All right.
Flowing through the shifting waters, I'll sift right through.
try to understand, but I'd rather take your hand in mine as we learn to let it go. And we may wash up on the land or be buried in the sand, and I don't mind, 'cause I'll never let you go. I don't mind, and I'll never let you go. We've aligned, and we're never letting go.
Yeah, man.
Thanks, bro.
That was fun. But it's crazy how, you know, music. Like, as soon as you started playing, it kind of just it's very peaceful, kind of like this takes you to like sitting on the beach or whatever kind of thing, you know. Mm-hmm. It's like, and you feel like you are about, you know, piece of driftwood or whatever, you know. It's just like, it's cool how music can kind of transport us
for sure
all over the place.
And that's pretty much the gist of that song. I mean, it was kind of about, you know, kind of letting go of what we think is going to happen in our lives, and mm-hmm. you know, kind of letting God take the reins and going wherever that takes you. And at the same time, you know, when I wrote it, it was kind of about, you know, somebody I hoped I would meet, you know, somebody. It's like the leaf falling onto the driftwood, and just, you don't know why, but
yeah.
But then I did, and that's, you know, part of the reason I'm moving. It's a girl out east.
Her
name's Rebecca. She's pretty awesome.
Yeah.
But yeah, so
yeah.
That song was almost maybe a, I don't know, I hoped it would happen. I wrote the song, then
right.
It did.
Right on.
And here I go, floating down the stream out of St. Louis. So.
Yeah. Very cool, man.
Yeah,
sometimes that's all it takes, is, you know. Sometimes you gotta let go and...
For sure.
Yeah, so... So we got all these tunes. There's another one that you may have heard... was Hideaway, which appeared on About Life.
Yeah.
But re-recorded for this record as well as a duet.
And yeah. So, you know, again, Billy Smiley was the producer who, you know, contacted me in the summer. He had heard me online, and, you know, I kind of wanted to vet this guy, you know, make sure, like, you know, find out, you know, what he was about. So I contacted a few of his artists that he had worked with, and the one was this girl, Mandy Cook, and she just has one of the most incredible voices I've ever heard. And, you know, we became friends just from, you know, she was so helpful. Just kind of, you know, I reached out via Facebook message, and she was like, hey, here's my number, give me a call, let's talk, you know, and super helpful. You know, we've hung out a bunch since then, and she came down and... And I think, you know, when I wrote Hideaway, it was always kind of meant to be a duet. Mm-hmm. You know, it's kind of about, you know, it's sort of related to Just for the Mystery. It's kind of about two people, you know, over the years, you know, thinking about each other and, you know, kind of remembering. And so kind of having that female voice in there to interplay, I think, really adds to the song.
Sure. Well, if I recall, you played it live with Hillary as a duet at the release party.
We did.
I guess that was kind of always...
It was always a thought. In fact, you know, way back when I wrote it, Hillary was about to take off for Panama. and we were going to try to really quick, like, record it, and it just, you know, didn't happen. Then she was gone for, like, a year. So
yeah.
It kind of became the, you know, just me and Drew singing...
That
was really good, but, you know, just kind of a different feel having the female vocal on there.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah, well, again, all these tunes are on the brand new Jackson Howard record, Just for the Mystery, available April 2nd at KDHX The Stage.
Yeah,
you'll get your copy that evening, and I'm guessing shortly after it'll hit.
Yeah, it should be on
online and everything.
Online shortly after that.
Yeah. What, you want to tell me about Rachel Horder? I'm not too familiar with her.
Rachel Horder is a really young girl with a really mature, incredible voice. She's another one I met in Nashville that my producer introduced us, and she sang on a Led Zeppelin cover that I did. I'm going to save the name of the cover just to, you know, kind of lay that out there as a teaser. We're going to play that at the show, and Rachel's coming up. She's going to sing that Led Zeppelin cover with us live, and she's going to do her own set too. She's done incredible work. She's got this song My Turn that she's got hundreds of thousands of YouTube hits and things like that. But man, just powerful voice, like vocal acrobatics. I'm really excited to have her on the show too.
Sure. Not to reveal the secret, but what inspired you to want to pick a Led Zeppelin tune? Because some of these are kind of sacred ground for a lot of artists. You know, they consider see these, you know, pretty high, and sometimes it's hard to, you know, they don't want to even touch them. But
well, that was a concern, you know, because you know you want to be able to add something to a song whenever you cover it, and so just be assured I did not cover Stairway to Heaven. Don't worry.
Yeah. The full 13 minutes.
The live. Yeah, 13 minute. We're gonna bring out a violin bow that I'm gonna play the electric guitar with. So I picked a deeper track, something that I feel Zeppelin probably didn't see as one of their, you know, bigger songs. And maybe it was a song that I listened to and thought, you know, there's so much potential in this song that wasn't brought to life. And so we took it a totally different direction. And I'm excited to share it with everybody.
Yeah, for sure.
Led Zeppelin's always been one of my favorite bands. You know, from the time I was probably in, you know, 8th or 9th grade, Zeppelin's been, you know, I learned guitar playing Led Zeppelin. So that's
Did you make it over there that night for Sean Cannon's Voodoo Players?
I was out of town, actually. Okay. I think that was when I was in Iceland.
Yeah, it was right before, I think it was December 23rd, right before Christmas.
Oh, well, then I was in Pennsylvania, but yeah.
It was like...
I wanted to, man. So, I saw clips from it. Emily Wallace singing that stuff.
Yeah, Emily did a couple. Who else was singing? Carrie Liston from Bottoms Up Blues Game.
Yeah.
I
wanted to be there so bad, but I was out of town.
Yeah, they had a bunch of different guest vocalists, but then the band consisted of Sean Cannon and... Eric Lysett and Tony Barbato on drums. Ooh. And Big Mike Aguirre. And
oh, he's one of my favorite singers, guys.
Yeah, there's some serious players, man, and like it was really cool. But I think they're getting ready to do it again. I think they're doing Bearcat Hideaway down on the river.
Doing the Zeppelin set?
Yeah, they're doing the whole Zeppelin set down there. I don't know.
Sure hope it's before I move.
Yeah. So
I'll be down there in a heartbeat.
Yeah, but it's a I don't know. I don't know if it's going to have the same members being that.
Sure.
You know, might be hard to get everybody travel down there with them, but
yeah,
I'm sure it'd be most of the same band. But anyway, like, keep an eye out for that. But it was a heck of a party. That was one of the most crowded I've ever seen.
I bet.
Oyster Bar. And in 3 years, Sean's been doing those Voodoo Player nights, and like people have been asking for Zeppelin, and
I've asked him for Zeppelin before.
Yeah, and he delivered, and it was huge, man. It was It was a lot of fun to see. I mean, especially like 3 hours of Zeppelin tunes. And again, those are one of those bands you just don't, you know, we're not going to go see a Zeppelin. You know, right. It's like, so that's about as close as we're going to be able to get. And, but anyway, yeah, it was fun, man. So I know, definitely keep an eye out for that.
Yeah.
We got 10, 11 tracks on this?
Actually, 13.
13.
I didn't send them all to you.
Yeah.
There's 11 originals, two covers, the Zeppelin cover and another one.
Yeah.
Yeah, we covered, this wasn't my idea, but we covered, Unbelievable by EMF.
Oh yeah.
Remember that?
Okay. Yeah,
song?
Sure. I actually quote, I'm a huge 90s, fan. Like,
okay.
I listen to a lot of 90s.
I'll send you the track.
Yeah. But we quoted a lot, like, anytime, like, me, it's kind of a running joke between me and my wife, we'd be like, you know, unbelievable, I'm like, oh, you know, so, that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, I'll send it to you when we're done.
But yeah.
You can drop it in at the end if you want.
Take a little different take on that, I guess. So.
Yeah, a little different take. I kind of added my own. Probably shouldn't say this because I don't think it's actually illegal, but I added my own rap verse.
Oh yeah. Is that is that a guilty pleasure for you? Like,
No, it was actually not my idea at all. It was something the producer wanted to do. He said, we got to do this unbelievable EMF and kind of like wore me down until we did it. And it was fun, you know.
Sure.
Did a different take on it and, you know, add some punch to the end of the album. So.
Yeah. But just the rap, because I remember you did like No Diggity and stuff. And like, I didn't know if you if that was a kind of a...
Oh, guilty pleasure being the rap.
Yeah,
mean.
Just getting out of the
mood. Oh, I like rap.
Yeah.
One of these days, I'm going to cover the Humpty dance.
Yeah.
My name is Humpty, pronounced with the umpty. Yo, ladies, oh, how I like the bumpty.
I once got busy in a Burger King.
That's my favorite line. I heard that for the first time, and I was like, what is this guy talking about?
Yeah. Oh, man. Shock G, man.
Yeah.
Excuse me. A funny story. Speaking of the No Diggity, I did get I did get kicked off of Facebook over that video I shared of you doing that song. So,
are you serious?
Yeah.
Like one of the performing rights groups or something?
Yeah, Universal or whatever, whoever. They flagged it and I got kicked off of Facebook for 3 days over.
Seriously?
Over your life. And it was like
that's so funny because I recorded it. Or I had somebody record it too, and I.
Yeah, and it was like a year later. You know, it was like the record release was quite a while ago,
So funny.
And like
sync license.
Yeah, it was sitting there for quite a while, and all of a sudden I get flagged where I'm like, whatever, and like.
Noted. So. Don't post my Zeppelin or EMF covers. Right.
Yeah, I don't know. And then so it was kind of a running thing. I got kicked off for a while, a couple different times. I don't know. It's been, you know, knock on wood, it hasn't happened since. But yeah, it was for a while. It was a running thing where I was in Facebook jail for a while. So
that's really funny.
Yeah,
sorry, man. To jail you.
The other one was for Prince. It was When Doves Cry. That one was really old. It was Shaman's Harvest covered it. Like that video's been sitting on my Facebook for like 5-6 years, and I got flagged for it and stuff. So
that's really funny.
Yeah, I don't know. It just somebody was doing some digging, which is weird, especially with that one, because they played that song out a lot around that time. They were getting ready. They were gonna at the time thinking about cutting it for the record, but they ended up going a different route, and they did a they did Michael Jackson. I'm blanking on the name now.
I know how many else does that.
It was a much older Michael Jackson. Anyway, not important. Anyway, but they covered Michael Jackson, but it so they were doing that a lot, and I went back and looking like, and they flagged my video and took it off for some reason, but even on Facebook and YouTube and everything else, there was like hundreds of other videos of them doing the song, and I'm like, why mine?
Like, maybe it's because you're doing the podcast. You know, they're like, this guy, we can catch him for all this copyrighted music.
Yeah, I'm not making any money off this. I'm just promotion. And so anyway, I don't know. It's a silly story. Silly Facebook. So be careful what you're posting up there on Facebook.
Got it. Noted.
They'll get you.
Noted. Staying out of Facebook jail.
Yeah. So yeah, I ended up making a second account because, that was the thing with the pod. I couldn't post anything to my page because I was, you know, so
in jail. I wondered why you did that.
Yeah, so I made a second account just so I could have that as my admin on my page. And
gotcha.
Anyway, a little backstory that nobody really cares about, but
I care, Shane. I care. I don't want you to go to jail.
Excuse me. We got 13
tracks,
new tracks from Jackson Howard. Recorded down Dark Horse in Nashville.
Mm-hmm.
So very cool. And like I said, physical copies, right? You'll have second.
I'll have those there. Actually, I should be getting the physicals tomorrow. So
yeah, very cool, man.
Looking forward to that.
Yeah. Well, I'm gonna come get myself one before you head out of town.
Absolutely.
So come down and get your copy. And again, We'll send Jackson off right. This is gonna be a good one. But yeah, excuse me, man. Silly allergies.
St. Louis for you.
Yeah. Well, I appreciate you, buddy, taking some time to hang, man. And
thanks for coming down.
It's always a good time. So
yeah.
Again, grab this record, April 2nd, The Stage, KDHX, Jackson Howard, Hillary Fitz, and Rachel Horder.
Peace.
Yeah. See you guys.
See you guys. Love y'all.
Rock Paper Podcast.
Rock Paper Podcast.
Rock Paper Podcast.
Well, yeah, that was it.